How you doing?
Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms!
A show for the faint of heart.
This is crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Hello. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello, and hi there. It is I, the Red Strobe, Jay Daniels, broadcasting you live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington. 99201, live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It is a Monday. It's 6:10:24. Hello, fellas.
Gosh darn it. It felt like June just started, and all of a sudden, it's the 10th.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
I mean, are you kind of with me? Like,
yeah, no,
it felt
for
like
sure.
Last Monday was June 1st, and I know that's wrong.
Right, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, I don't know. Just before you know it, we're going to come back here next week, and it's going to be like, hey, June is halfway done.
Well, yeah, that's how it works. That's exactly what it'll
Man,
be, actually.
Calendars.
Yeah, they're crazy, aren't they?
Steve, have you ever met
a calendar?
Calendar face?
A what?
Calendar face.
Is that a person?
Yeah.
What is, I don't know what this means.
Nor does anyone else. Oh, don't feel bad.
Okay.
Calendar face is like a person, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
Kind of a character that every once in a while we'll have on the show that tells us stuff on the calendar.
Okay. I have not met this person, this thing.
Well, you're...
Am I in store for a meeting?
I mean, I feel like at some point, yeah. Yeah, you might have to be introduced to Calendar Face.
Yeah, I mean, whenever you want it, you just tell us.
I mean, today at some point?
Oh.
Well.
Okay.
Or is that being too needy?
I mean, whenever you want it, Steve.
No, it's. I think that's fine, Steve.
Okay.
I could do it...
What do you mean?
I could ask him to come in now if you wanted, or on your first thought.
Remember
whatever
when
you
we
want.
Used to have an open for that?
Yeah, do we not have one anymore?
Uh-uh.
Oh, no.
I know. I don't know what happened to it. It's covered up, I guess.
Did you look under O for open?
I looked under
and then stupid bit.
I don't. That's how I
Did
initially.
You look there?
That's how I initially
that's
searched
how you
for
searched.
It.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Because that would be where you'd find it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
I don't have that anymore, apparently.
Did you delete it because you never wanted to
I
hear it again?
I did not. No, I love calendar.
After Slim
I
up.
Mean, I have this. I mean, I have different. I have.
My poker face. My poker face. No, 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 no. My poker face. My poker face. My poker face. No, 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 no.
I mean, Terry Reynolds, rest in peace.
I have stuff with face.
Get him on that Facebook deal, however that is. I don't know nothing about it.
Right?
You have a small face, I guess.
Yeah, he's got a small face, yeah.
These are all of our face drops.
Uh-huh, I just don't have that one. So, yeah, sorry, Kev. I know. I don't know what happened.
Well,
I have to search the other way. In Steve's room, we'll have to search.
See if we can find it.
Yeah.
I'm sure people are just waiting with, what do they call it, bated breath?
Bated breath, yeah. Uh-huh.
Waiting with bated breath for Calendar Face to make an appearance.
Is that how, should I search? I can search face. I can search Calendar Face.
Yeah, you do all kinds of searching.
Okay.
All the searching you want in there, man.
You don't think I'll find anything?
Oh, no, you don't know. I think you have a shot at it, yeah. I didn't, this morning coming in, I got passed by a motorcyclist on the way in. He was in the fast lane going fast.
Motorbike.
Uh-huh.
It's that season.
And I looked, and it was 51 degrees when I came in this morning.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's a beautiful morning, right?
Absolutely.
Like you walk outside, and it's nice. Now, when you're riding on a motorcycle, obviously, you have a little bit more temperature situations to deal with. Obviously, the wind.
Sure. Yeah.
And just et cetera, et cetera.
But still a nice morning.
This guy had just a leather vest on with no shirt.
My man.
And no windshield, no break in the wind. So I thought,
that's a man right there, Jay.
That seems cold.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but isn't like the heat of the engine?
Hilarious. So I, just for fun.
I mean, 51's not terrible.
Mm-hmm. So just for fun, going down the freeway, I rolled my window down and stuck my arm out. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And I thought, no, just leave it out there for a while.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes. And like 30 seconds went by, and I'm like, yeah, there's no way.
You're not doing
it. I'm well, like, no, I mean, I'm not that guy.
And you are proud of it that you are always a fair weather motorcycle rider.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're just like, hey, listen, I enjoy my motorcycle when the conditions are right for me.
Yeah. And it were right today, just I would have had a coat on.
Yes.
Or yeah, a shirt.
That's exactly. You're like, that's part of the enjoyment of it.
A parka.
I mean, maybe a shirt would be good at that point. But hey, man, whatever, dude. Down the freeway, go for it.
Yeah.
51
My guess
degrees.
Is he was just on his way home from the night before.
Maybe. Maybe just still some adrenaline and some, you know, antifreeze.
Yeah. Is this guy, you have a lot of chest hair?
I didn't stop him to ask. The Big
99.9 Coyote Country. Well.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Ask her what she would, of the three things you bought, what she would most like to eat. Chicken and a biscuit, Chips Ahoy, or...
Or a sausage.
Or a sausage.
Kevin James.
No, I'm leaving now, so, yeah.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Howdy, Jay. How you doing?
Great.
Where's your sunglasses?
I they're over here on the counter where they need to be.
Well, would you please wear them?
No.
Steve?
Kevin?
Do you have sunglasses or do you just have the little things that clip to the top of your glasses and you flip them down?
None of the above.
Dang
so
it.
What do you do when it's sunny?
Avoid the sun.
He's a hermit, Kevin. You don't have to have sunglasses if you never go outside.
You need sunglasses, Steve.
I actually got a pair this weekend, but...
You did?
Well, when we were at the event on Saturday.
Are they the big ones that slide over your current glasses?
I probably could slide them over, yeah.
Hmm.
So wait, what do you mean? Like you got them for free? You bought them?
Yeah.
Oh.
They were giving them away.
Oh, okay.
At TDS.
But
Fiber.
You can't wear them, though, because you wear glasses.
Yeah, that's a little confusing.
Sure I could.
Hmm. I'm confused.
Have you
now.
Ever had contacts?
No.
So you don't wear sunglasses because you can't, unless you are you wearing two pairs of glasses? What are you doing?
I've done that before.
Okay.
Do you want to know a real life story, Steve?
Oh boy.
About me.
Real life story.
That could be inspiring to you.
Oh,
inspiration. I'm all about it.
I started
Monday.
Wearing glasses in high school.
Mm.
Okay. Many, many years.
This is going to be so inspiring.
Wearing glasses. Okay. Much like you, Steve. And at 33 years old.
Uh-huh.
I said, I got to stop being a baby and stop worrying about touching my eye and try contacts.
He did say that. He said it on the air. We have audio proof.
And people were like, yeah, Kevin, do it. It's not bad. You'll get used to it really fast.
There were rallies for it. They shut downtown streets down and said, Kevin's contacts, Kevin's contacts, Kevin's contacts, Kevin's contacts. And people were cheering because they thought it was in his cell phone. Turns out it was just the stuff for his eye.
I then got contacts, Steve, and I started wearing them, and what a game changer it was. It really made my life complete.
Did it make your throat do that thing it's doing? What the heck?
I told you.
Wow, you're really living the dream, huh?
Yeah, so that really, I mean, it did change my life. And... I would recommend it, Steve, that it's time. It's time to try it.
Steve's contact.
And I'll
Steve's
tell you what
contact.
Pushed me over the top Yay! Was sunglasses.
Oh, wow.
Because it was just that thing. I could never wear sunglasses. Mm. I was very busy with my kids and sports and outside all the time and doing all that. And I was just like, not having sunglasses is annoying. So that's what I did. I went and got contacts, Steve, and I think it's your time.
Wow, that was so not inspirational.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve. I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name. My first name is
Producer.
Yeah. Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh, yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only, Producer Steve.
Hi,
Steve.
Hi, Jay. No, that was moderately inspirational. I don't know.
I just think you should give it a try.
I mean, I can walk around without glasses and not have to get contacts. I wouldn't be able to see very well.
Let's see your face without glasses. Have I seen it?
I can't.
Yeah, pull them off there real quick, if you don't mind.
Top Gun. Like, you see him, and he looks like he could be in Top Gun now.
Yeah.
He puts the glasses on, he looks, you know, kind of nerdy.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Imagine, can you please put on a pair of sunglasses?
You look like Glenn Powell now.
I look like Glenn Powell.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
He's without question. Take your shirt off.
Do you?
Yep, looks like Glenn Powell.
Do we have sunglasses to put on, Steve?
I mean, I have my sunglasses.
What do they look like?
Like yours, pretty much.
Okay, I just don't know if mine are like too giant big for his head. Because I don't, Steve, I have a giant head.
You have a giant head.
Because I would love to get a picture with Steve in sunglasses and say, is it time for Steve to try contacts?
Yeah, we'll take a picture.
So he can wear sunglasses?
Wow. I don't know how I feel about wearing sunglasses inside. That's a little
Well, you should feel weird because
Well, you know,
weird.
Wearing sunglasses inside is not cool, Steve.
So that's why you're doing it right now.
I'm doing it right now, Steve, because...
Keep saying his name, it'll make it better.
Listen,
I'm doing it now, Steve, because Steve, I'm wearing sunglasses, Steve.
I am assuming... Yesterday, the allergy bug got me pretty good. I had not taken an allergy pill for a couple days. Stupid mistake. You get comfortable, right?
Yeah.
You're like, I'm fine.
I don't need my med.
And today, my eyes feel as if while I was sleeping last night, somebody came in with sandpaper
right,
and rubbed them back and forth on my eyes while I was sleeping. And so they're just very sensitive to the light today. And I thought, you know what? No one can see me. I am on the radio.
Right.
I'm wearing sunglasses.
There you go.
And it feels good. That's why, Steve.
Okay.
We'll take a picture
of your sunglasses.
But thanks
for making fun of me.
Well, I mean, he just asked a question, I think. I don't know if there was.
It's just, I wear my sunglasses inside.
Thank you.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Do you think how you drink something affects how you think it tastes?
What do you mean?
Like out of a straw or not?
Yeah, like, or, you know, out of a certain cup or whatever. You think that changes your perspective on something? Like, I think
with some stuff, yeah.
Yeah, like, I think things taste better if you have them with a spork.
Kevin James.
No.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, fellas, it's time for the audio vault. Our friend Sean from Thompson Falls is joining us. Hey, buddy.
Hey, boy.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Have you ever worn sunglasses indoors, Sean?
No, I bet I know why you're asking that question.
Why?
The artist that did that song, Corey Hart, I saw a couple weeks ago, was in the hospital.
Really?
Oh, Corey Hart is in the hospital?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Complications from a broken hip surgery, a hip replacement surgery, and he had a really bad staph infection.
Oh, no. Well, that's terrible. Ooh. By the way, the guy that sang that last song, Corey Kent, very similar, but... But yeah, Corey Hart, the Canadian dude who's been around for a minute.
He sang the sunglasses.
Sunglasses song, yeah. Yeah. Correct. So how did it go? How was your weekend?
Good.
What'd you do?
Mostly stayed home.
Yeah, mostly. Watched a little NASCAR. Watched a little baseball.
We can't get the Mariners game because Root Sports is blacked out.
What? Why is that?
The two brothers that own the station now are trying to get Dish Network to pay one gigantic lump sum of $870.6 million for a 17-year contract that they signed back in 2010.
Wait, so you don't get to watch any Mariners games this year? Is that true?
No.
Oh, that's
I haven't been able to watch them until... Since the end of the season in 2021.
Oh,
It's been an issue.
I didn't realize that was still the thing. Yeah. I remember when it happened. I didn't know it was the same scenario.
Well, it's gotten worse.
Oh, man. Well, that's
people
a bummer.
People in Arizona, some people in Texas, people in Denver, and people in Pittsburgh can't watch games either.
Wow. I had no idea. Huh. I'm going to a Mariners game. What day is it? Friday?
This Friday?
Oh,
this Friday?
I wish you could go on Father's Day. That would be really cool.
Did they have a special thing going on Father's Day, do they?
Yeah, all fathers get in for $15.
I think we bought the cheap seats anyway, so we're not going to be, you know, it's not going to be a lot. It'll cost us more to park than it would be to go to the game, I think, which is always weird to me.
Yeah, but parking is more entertaining. Well, if you think about it,
it's riskier.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. What else is going on?
Nothing. Kyle Larson won the Toyota Save My 350 at Sonoma yesterday.
Yeah? And did you see a movie over the weekend?
No, because the movie theater is closed for the finishing of the remodel for the entire month of June.
Oh, well, that's kind of sad.
Okay.
Well, it's good. It's been... They found a lot of original stuff for the theater.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Out.
Is everything going to be more expensive, like popcorn now, because they had to do the remodel? No, same. Okay.
No. Sean, is there a public pool there in Thompson Falls?
Yes.
Is it open yet?
It either opens this week or next week. I'm not 100% sure.
Is that a place that you will go to during the summer? Will you go take a little dip?
Is it walkable from your house?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
About 12 and a half blocks away, because the high school is 13 and a half blocks away, or a mile and three quarters.
Okay.
Sean, do you do the diving board? Do you jump off of that, or do you
I do.
Oh, my gosh. What's your favorite move? The dive or cannonball? What do you do?
Cannonball. Legendary.
Nice.
Yes. No can opener, just cannonball.
No.
You ever do a belly flop off the side just for fun, just to entertain the small kids? They think that's hilarious.
I've done many belly flops, but I've tried doing a backflip, but I always end up not rotating back far enough and having my entire back hit the water.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that hurts. That's not good. Back flop worse than belly flop, I think.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Sean, the cruise tickets go on sale today.
Nice. I already have free tickets, so I'm good.
Yeah, you're right. We will get you free tickets, buddy. You are on the list.
Thanks for reminding me. I forgot. Yeah, you're good to go.
He's a VIP, man.
Did you watch the last episode of Wheel of Fortune with Pat Sajak, the last live episode?
No, but I did see his farewell on Facebook.
What'd you think about it?
It was really good.
Yeah, did you cry?
Almost.
Oh, wow.
That's fair.
I mean, he said goodbye to Vanna after 40 years.
Finally, to my professional other half, dear Vanna, like me, she takes the show very seriously, but not herself. I shudder to think what these 40-plus years might have been like had they brought someone in all full of themselves playing the prima donna role. Vanna is as sweet and unassuming as she seems. We've seen a lot of changes in each other's lives over the years, but we've always been there for each other. And while I very much miss working with her, I take solace in the fact that we live about 5 miles apart, so we'll see plenty of each other. But I will miss our nightly closes and her laughter and her good nature. She's a very special woman.
Do you think Ryan Seacrest will do a good job, Sean?
Yeah, and Vanna White is staying on.
Yep.
They had to rewrite her contract to make sure she stayed on.
That's right. She got paid a lot more money, which is a good thing.
Well, the only other person that would be able to do the letters would be Maggie Sajak, but she's not ready to be...
No.
Be on TV the entire time.
How do you get all your news? How do you stay up on news so much? You never miss.
I ran across an interview Pat, Vanna, and Maggie did on Instagram, and Pat said my daughter is not ready to be
Well, Pat said she was not ready. Wow.
Well, she agreed, so.
Yeah, calm down, Kevin. It's not a controversy.
I mean, I hadn't.
Don't start anything.
Kevin's like,
I don't really know her that well. I've just seen, you know, a picture here or there.
She does a little bit of stuff on there. She does, like, some of the bumps back to break and some of the bumps away. And then she did a little bit of the interview with Pat where they both kind of got a little choked up. And, yeah, she's done some stuff, but apparently she's not ready. She's not ready because Vanna still wants to work. That's how that works.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Wait, you know she's 5'10"?
Who?
Maggie Sajak.
Thanks for looking that up. And Sean. Jeez,
that's got to be taller than her father. Oh, yeah.
That is taller. I'm 6'5", so.
Give you a call, huh?
Okay, buddy, look.
She can flip your letters.
Ring my phone. Ring my phone, darling.
What is happening?
All right, buddy. Look, we got to go. We'll talk to you later in the week, okay?
Okay.
All right, see you, buddy. You're the best.
Let me explain it to Steve real quick. He said,
ring my phone.
Ring my phone, darling. Is that what he said?
That's what he said, yeah.
Steve then said, what is happening? And what I said is...
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm just saying we click. We're like skateboarding and freeway ramps, you know? We're like tuna fish and cigarettes.
Kevin James.
Pigs and swimming. Camping trips and headlights. Right?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
To the text line.
Text line's open at 509-441-0999. It's the Runge Furniture Studio line. You can call it or text it. But a text line is what we call it right now because we have text on it. Kelsey said, is Sean really 6'5", or is that like Jay saying he's 6 foot? Okay. All right.
I would say Sean is, he always says 6'5".
He does, yeah.
And he's stuck to that. I think he's 6'3"-ish.
He looks tall to me
I'm trying to think of pictures of like him and Slim together.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were about the same height.
Yeah, I don't see one. I'm looking on the wall.
We don't have one up in here. I thought we did.
Huh. I mean, he's standing next to me. He looks 6'5", yeah.
That is a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's tall. Yeah.
He's a big dude.
I'm going to say yeah. I'm not going to argue with
that.
Let's
give it to him.
Sure, why not?
Should we measure him?
Sure.
When he comes on the cruise?
I mean, he'd be all for it, yeah. I think he'd be great with it.
Bring a yardstick or something?
Right. What's the deal with the cruise tickets? I didn't get the entire story. Well, you know, don't feel bad. That's from Lily. Don't feel bad. We didn't give the entire story.
No, we didn't.
So that you didn't miss anything.
Let's give it.
I'll just give it right now that the cruise is July the 11th. That's a Thursday, about a month from now. And Lake Coeur d'Alene cruise, obviously. DJ Kevy James at the mic. Yo, yo, yo.
Wiki, wiki.
And tickets are, okay, so there are two different prices. So they're $15, but if you buy them online, there's a dollar service fee per ticket.
Oh, yeah. People love service fees. And a dollar is a that's a joke compared
to most
service
fees. That's the greatest service fee in the world.
Yeah, like most service fees are like, oh, your tickets are $15, but the service fees are $20.
Yeah, I have had that happen where the service fee's been more than the ticket.
So mad.
And I'm just like, what? I also had a service fee once. I think the most I ever paid was like $65.
For a service fee?
In Vegas, yeah. It was so dumb. But anyway, so it's a dollar per ticket, so whatever. So it's going to cost you $16. But here's the thing. You can get them a couple different ways. The easiest way to get your tickets for the cruise is to simply text the word cruise to our text line. And then we shoot you back a link, and then you can just buy them online.
Oh, that's nice.
Very nice.
So they text the word cruise to
509-441-0999, okay? And then you can just buy your cruise tickets right there.
Simple.
Makes it as easy as possible. It's not going to get any easier than that.
How's the other ways,
You can also get them at Silver Safari if you want to get them in person. They'll have
North
them when
Town,
they...
Valley Mall.
And Valley, correct. Yep, and they open today. Or you can go online if you want to just use the computer. That's easy, too. You can just go to the big 99.9coyotecountry.com.
That's where I'd find it.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm
for sure.
I'm going to try this.
Yeah, you should try it right now, actually.
I'm not saying I don't believe that it's going to work.
No,
just...
you should.
Kind of. Are you kind of?
No, I checked it already.
Oh, you did? Okay, I'm clicking on the little graphic.
Click on it. And then you see where it says buy now.
Buy now.
Nice graphic, by the way.
Nice graphic, Kevin. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And then you just click on buy now, and then there you go. Yeah.
Coyote Country cruise tickets, $16 per item, quantity one. I'm going to see if I can get a...
You going to buy one?
I want to see what happens if I hit 100.
Well, you're going to cost you some money.
$1,600, Jay. I'm going to cancel that.
Pocket change.
Yeah, it looks like it works.
Yeah, you're good.
And now Kevin has 100 tickets.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. But yeah, so Lily, not your fault. You didn't miss anything. We just hadn't given all the details yet, and there you go. So again, you can text it like people are right now.
By the way.
Just text CRUISE to 509-441-0999. Yes, Kevin.
God bless us for having them available online.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
so
easy.
It has been the only complaint about the CRUISE for many years.
Right.
Where people are like, I just want to buy tickets, guys. I don't have time to run to the mall today. And I get it. So good job, Coyote Country and the powers that be for making it happen.
Yeah, you're welcome. Also, it says... Do you always pay the grad at the grad party?
What do you mean?
From Andy. I'm assuming that means, do you bring a gift or like a, like money? Is that, I mean, I'm assuming that's what you're saying, right? You go to a grad party and you bring like a card with like money in it? Is that what they're asking?
I think so. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah. So, I mean,
what's the other option?
Yes.
Nothing?
Or do they say like mail it to them?
I don't know what he means.
Probably, because, like, I'm going to a wedding, for example, in a couple weeks.
Okay.
And I already sent the gift. Do you do that for grad parties?
I don't think there's gift registries for grad parties, so I don't know that it's
different.
The same thing. I think that...
Well, I think that's what he's asking, right?
Yeah, well, there's no gift registry, so it's not the same. So, yeah, the only answer is bring the present.
Well, you could mail it, I guess, ahead of time.
Who in the heck would mail it?
Or drop it. I don't know. I mean,
what year is it?
Grandma's, maybe.
Well, okay, well, that's fine. They're also maybe not going.
Yeah, or drop it off ahead of time or something or whatever.
I mean, the answer is 90% of the time, I think people are bringing it with them.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is. It was weird to say pay the grad was a weird phrase, but I know what you're saying.
I had one over the weekend where I did not get to go to the party.
Okay.
But my son and my granddaughter did.
Sure.
And they took, he had some money in a card, and he said, hey, do you want to give her something too?
Sure.
And I was like, absolutely, I do.
Right.
So then he got there to the party, and she was gone. She had left the party.
The grad left her own party?
Yeah, she left the party to go somewhere else. My mom was upset about it.
Well, sometimes there's multiple parties.
There are multiple parties,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's a bummer.
But I get it. Yours was, for 2 hours.
I think you got to stick with your own.
Yeah, you should have stayed till the end, but she didn't. So my son said,
take the money back.
Man, do you know how tempted I was just to take that money and pocket it?
Basically just yours, take yours back.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, he was like, she wasn't there, so I was like, she's not even going to know.
That's true. All right, well, there you go. There is your text line update. And don't forget, you can text CRUISE to 509-441-0999. We'll send you a link to buy.